The standoff continues between the Standing Rock Sioux tribe and the builders of a North Dakota pipeline. On Friday, a federal judge rejected the tribe's request to stop construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. But on the same day, the United States Justice Department did temporarily halt construction. Seattle-based tribal lawyer Gabe Galanda went to the protests in North Dakota last week with the Yakima Nation from here in Washington. He told me why this moment has struck a nerve with Native people across the country.
I think we're at a moment in history where Indian peoples are saying enough is enough. There have been hundreds of years of broken promises, broken treaties, environmental and land depredation, and this, much like the Black Lives Matter movement, when you had Trayvon Martin or Michael Brown's lives taken, enough became enough for the Black community. The same is happening here for the Native community. All these historical injustices are now converging. They're converging at Standing Rock. And the tribes are saying, no more. We are not going to sit idle while our Mother Earth is ruined for sake of Big Oil's bottom line.
What's an example of this? You talked about historical broken promises. What's an example that involved the Sioux tribe there?
In 1851, the Treaty of Fort Laramie was consummated between the then Great Sioux Nation, which is all of today's Sioux tribes. That treaty was breached almost automatically by way of gold and gold discovery. By 1868, the treaty was amended or abrogated, as the tribe would maintain, and the land base was diminished. Within 20 years, gold had been discovered in the Black Hills, and yet more land was taken. In fact, that land taking resulted in a hundreds of millions of dollar judgment by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1980, underscoring the injustice here. So time and again, 1851 to 1868 to the late 1800s to the 1950s, when the lake that we're talking about was flooded and 60,000 acres of land from Standing Rock was then taken. Land has been taken, 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 and taken again. And now what's left is being desecrated, and it's just become too much for the tribes to tolerate any longer.
Talk about that desecration. What does this mean to the Sioux tribe and tribes across the country?
What it means, and what we really see, is a juxtaposition between kind of Anglo-American property ideology, where everything is measured by meets and bounds and metrics, and tribal ideology, which does not see the world in the same way. It's seen spatially. It's seen in a nonlinear way. And fundamentally, the Standing Rock Sioux tribe believes that this river is sacred. This lake is sacred. The lakeside and waterfront is sacred. The areas up and down river and up and down proposed pipeline are all sacred. Legally speaking, it's a cultural property district, one eligible for preservation on the National Historic Registry. But spiritually speaking, the land and all the space and air and water that constitutes this land, or what the tribes would call Mother Earth, is sacred and, in fact, sacrosanct to the Sioux peoples and all of indigenous peoples.
There were a couple of conflicting events on Friday. First, a federal judge rules that construction on the pipeline can go on, and then the Department of Justice says it's going to halt construction. What's happening?
That was a historic day to see a federal court judge hamstrung by a record, an administrative record and a legal record, feeling, although very empathetic to the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, but hamstrung in what he could do to stop this project, him basically deciding that the tribe was unlikely to prevail on the merits of its claim, that it had not been properly consulted under federal law with respect to this federal undertaking that is the Army Corps permit that would allow this project to proceed. But then within moments of that decision coming down from the judge in Washington, D.C., the Obama administration, through three of the president's departments, meaning Army, Interior, and Justice, issued a joint statement saying that they will not allow a permit to proceed, notwithstanding the judge's ruling, and asked historically the developer to stop work 20 miles east and west of the epicenter of this controversy. Historic is an understatement in terms of both the judge's ruling and then the Obama administration essentially overruling the judge and enjoining itself to stop construction.
Meanwhile, back in Seattle, the Seattle City Council votes today on a resolution in support of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. And you helped write this along with City Council member Deborah Juarez. This is not new policy. This is a symbolic statement, right? Why did you want to be involved in this?
Well, it's important to recognize that the mayor of Seattle, Ed Murray, wrote a letter of support to the tribe several weeks ago, basically opposing the pipeline and supporting the tribe's opposition to the pipeline. I had the good fortune of going out to Standing Rock Sioux, and it was a situation and set of circumstances I'll never forget in my entire life. It was an unforgettable experience for me.
What was unforgettable about it?
Being there in solidarity with hundreds of thousands of Native Americans coming from at least 280 tribes in a place that is now widely known to be sacred. So coming back from that, I've been very keen on what's happening legally. I'm trying to help as best I can from afar the movement or even the tribe or tribes that are now involved in litigation. And I was presented with an opportunity by my brother Matt Remley last week to comment on a resolution that he had drafted. I helped edit and draft that resolution.
What will it mean if it passes?
It proclaims the importance of Indian treaties. It proclaims the importance of indigenous human rights recognized chiefly under the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which President Obama endorsed in 2010 on behalf of the United States. It proclaims state and local policy, meaning RCW, WAC, and city council policy, capturing the idea that Native Americans and indigenous peoples and their lands and places and sites are sacred not just to those peoples, but to us as a society. And it ultimately, in a very powerful way, meaning on behalf of state and local government, proclaims to tribes in the Midwest and across the country that this project is unacceptable, that the systematic racism that comes with projects like this, the environmental injustice that comes with projects like this, the depredation of land and environment that comes with projects like this is not something that we can tolerate here in the city of Seattle. So the city council is poised to stand in solidarity with Standing Rock and the other tribes to oppose this pipeline project.
When we have some distance, Gabe, from this particular judicial political fight in North Dakota, what will we be saying about the significance of this moment we're in?
I keep staying historic, and I can't emphasize enough the historic nature of what's happening at Sacred Stone Camp, at Standing Rock Sioux, and amongst and between all of the sovereign nations who have stepped forward. And now city government, local government, state government, and federal government in solidarity with those indigenous peoples. I think this will be something we'll see happen again, too, meaning the next time there's a project poised to threaten a tribe or tribes, plural, existence, I think you will see tribal people unite in this way. And I predict to you that history in the near term and long term will repeat itself insofar as there's another threat to Mother Earth, another threat to treaty-protected lands, another threat to spirituality or sacredness of Indian peoples. I think tribes will increasingly lock arms in solidarity and take to those places or those places of controversy like they've taken to Sacred Stone Camp saying enough is enough.
Gabe Galanda is a Seattle-based lawyer who specializes in Native American law. The Seattle City Council will discuss that resolution today at 2 o'clock in opposition to the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline.